This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stocks are back near record highs, with the S&P 500 finishing Friday at 4,959, its highest close ever. All three major indexes logged gains for the week, surviving a tumultuous week of trading. Stocks initially slid following lackluster tech results from Microsoft and Alphabet, and sold off further on Wednesday when Fed Chair Jerome Powell said an interest rate cut in March is not the base case. But blowout earnings from Meta and Amazon, combined with a stronger-than-expected January jobs report, sent stocks into rally mode. For the week, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 1%, while the Nasdaq Composite gained just under 1%. A slew of corporate earnings, including reports from Eli Lilly, Disney, Spotify, McDonald's, Chipotle, and Pepsi, will greet investors in the week ahead amid a light economic schedule. Corporate earnings appeared to round a corner to end last week after S&P 500 earnings had been posting a more than 1% decline for the quarter. A swath of earnings in the past week flipped the narrative headline, with earnings beats from tech stalwarts, Apple, Meta, Alphabet, Amazon, and Microsoft per FactSet. The latest data from FactSet shows earnings are expected to grow 1.6% in the fourth quarter. And notably, estimates for the first quarter have been kept in check, too. In the past month, analysts have trimmed first quarter earnings estimates by 1.4%, less than the five-year average of a 2.1% cut. 104 S&P 500 companies are slated to report earnings this week, per FactSet. After an onslaught of economic data that's showed the U.S. economy is off to a hot start to the first quarter, investors will have few data points to dissect in the week ahead. Weekly initial jobless claims will continue to be closely tracked as companies announce layoffs, while an update on activity in the services sector on Monday will catch investor attention. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.